Mexican outfit. And I went with a friend yesterday, and we wanted to eat downtown, and she went in, and she said, I don't think you'd like to go there, it's all Mexican food. So we landed up here, went up here to the fashion place, we used to call it the coffee pot. And we had a good meal there yesterday.
Hmm. What did you have?
We had, fish, mashed potatoes and gravy, and a salad, and nice bread, and we had everything that went with the dinner. And then we had a pudding for our last.
Do you get to get out very often and get around? Do you still?
Well, I don't go very often. I go about once a week. But the trouble is, I don't have anybody to take me anymore because they're all dead and gone.
Oh. Well, if I was here, I would take you. I'd love to go out and eat lunch with you.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a pretty lonesome sometimes.
Well, mm-hmm.
So I have several friends that take me, and so we go out and eat every once in a while.
That's fine. I tell you, you remind me an awful lot of my grandparents. And,
is that right?
Yeah, you really do. And I was being out here in Colorado. They live in South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Yes.
And then have you lived in Carolina all your life?
Pretty much all my life, yes, mm-hmm. ma'am. I live, my wife and I live in Atlanta right now, Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're out here this summer working.
Mm-hmm.
But
is she working too?
Yes, ma'am.
But what's she doing?
She's a minister. She's a Methodist minister.
Methodist minister.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, did she go over and see this Methodist minister?
No, I don't think she has. She's not with me, though. She's working in Denver,
oh.
So she wasn't able to drive out here and to this side of the state.
Oh, she's at home then.
Yeah, she's in Denver
right now.
She's
in Denver.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So you're taking the West Slope.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Well, I think we have a pretty nice place over in here, but we're just dead for more stores and things like that.
Is there still a lot of farming that goes on around
here?
Oh,
yes, there's lots of farming. Fruit and vegetables and all. Yeah, very good.
Mm.
But
must be hard, though, when it's so dry.
We've had so little rain and snow. We didn't have hardly any snow all winter. And the snow that did come, it would come maybe late in the day, and by morning it was gone. It just melted. And then another time it would come in the middle of the day, and by morning it was gone again. So we've had very little snow and very little rain. So I'm afraid they're going to raise our prices for water. We get Gunnison River, but that's awful low too now. That Gunnison River.
I noticed that as I was driving through. It's
so
very low.
It's the farmers are getting terribly worried about the water.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how it's going to come.
It's awful hard. We had a terrible drought in Georgia
last year.
We got a lot of rain this winter, so we're okay
but
right now.
But you're better then.
We're better, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But,
well, we just wish and pray for rain, but we just don't get it.
Yeah. Does that happen quite often?
This is the first year that I can remember that's been so bad.
Mm.
Last winter and this winter.
Mm.
The 2 years has been just really bad. And people have taken their stores out, you know. There's not many, like shoe stores and general stores. And we have to go to Mount Rose or Grand Junction to get things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just too bad.
Yeah, which is really hard, too.
No, I should say.
It must be hard for you to get up that way.
I'm so hopes that they'll get built up pretty soon.
Yeah.
Something will come better.
Yeah. When was the sugar factory here?
Oh, that's been quite a few years back now. The beets, the beets didn't turn out very good, and the ones that were taking them said there wasn't enough sugar, you know. And so they stopped raising beets, and that stopped her factory.
Hmm. So was that back in like the 30s or
you
the see, 40s?
That's been about maybe in the 60s.
Okay.
maybe the 70s. Hadn't been too long.
Mm-hmm.
But this, here it is, just stands down there,
mm-hmm.
the big old pipes and things up there, you know. And
nobody using it?
No, not using it.
What are the other big crops that people would grow in this area besides beets?
Well, they raise quite a bit of corn, and that's feed. Now, we have a lot of, they call it the Foster chicken place. And if you notice when you come in, if you, whichever you come,